Millions of Americans were preparing to dig themselves out Sunday after a mammoth blizzard with hurricane-force winds and record-setting snowfall brought much of the East Coast to an icy standstill. The travel ban that barred non-emergency vehicles from the roads of New York City was lifted at 7 a.m. Sunday by Governor Andrew Cuomo. In Baltimore, a travel ban was lifted, but some restrictions remain in place. Meanwhile, mass transit systems that had been partially suspended during the storm were to be restored gradually. But even as United Airlines said limited service might begin later in the afternoon in New York City, airports in the Washington, D.C. area were likely to remain closed Sunday. And other airlines started to cut Monday service in addition to the 7,000 already canceled weekend flights. The massive snowstorm brought both the nation's capital and its largest city to a stop, dumping as much as 3 feet of snow and stranding tens of thousands of travelers. At least 18 deaths were blamed on the weather, resulting from car crashes, shoveling snow, and hypothermia. The snow dropped 26.8 inches in Central Park, the second most recorded since 1869. The snowfall narrowly missed tying the previous record of 26.9 inches set in February 2006. The snow finally stopped falling in New York City around 10 p.m. Saturday night, though authorities insisted people stay indoors and off the streets as crews plowed deserted roads and police set up checkpoints to catch violators. The storm dropped snow from the Gulf Coast to New England, with areas of Washington surpassing 30 inches. The heaviest unofficial report was in a rural area of West Virginia, not far from Harper's Ferry, with 40 inches. This is kind of a top 10 snowstorm, said Weather Service winter storm expert Paul Kosin, who co-wrote a two-volume textbook on blizzards. The usually bustling New York City looked more like a ghost town. With Broadway shows dark, thin crowds shuffled through a different kind of Great White Way, the nickname for a section of the theater district, and Bruce Springsteen canceled Sunday's scheduled show at Madison Square Garden. In Washington, monuments that would typically be busy with tourists stood vacant. All mass transit in the capital was to be shut down through Sunday. 17-year-old Alex Cruz, helping a neighbor shovel snow Saturday in Silver Spring, Maryland, couldn't help but notice the emptiness. "It's like living out in the middle of Wyoming," he said. Throughout the region, drivers skidded off snowy, icy roads in accidents that killed several people Friday and Saturday. Those killed included a 4-year-old boy in North Carolina, a Kentucky transportation worker who was plowing highways, and a woman whose car plunged down a 300-foot embankment in Tennessee. 3 people died while shoveling snow in Queens and Staten Island. An Ohio teenager sledding behind an all-terrain vehicle was hit by a truck and killed, and 2 people died of hypothermia in southwest Virginia. In North Carolina, a man whose car had veered off an icy-covered road was arrested on charges of killing a motorist who stopped to help. In Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, drivers were marooned for hours in snow-choked highways. Roofs collapsed on an historic theater in Virginia and a horse barn in Maryland, while seaside towns in New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland grappled with flooding. The snow was whipped into a maelstrom of winds that reached 75 miles per hour at Dewey Beach, Delaware, and Langley Air Force Base, Virginia, the Weather Service said. From Virginia to New York, sustained winds topped 30 miles per hour and gusted to around 50. And if that weren't enough, the storm also had bursts of thunder and lightning. Stranded travelers included Defense Secretary Ash Carter, whose high-tech aircraft, the Doomsday plane, couldn't land at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland after returning from Europe. Carter was rerouted to Tampa, Florida. This article posted by Seth Borenstein and Jennifer Peltz for the Associated Press in New York. Associated Press writers William Mathis, Scott Merowitz, and Jake Pearson in New York, Alex Brandon and Lolita C. Baldor in Washington, Jessica Gresko in Arlington, Virginia, Juliet Linderman in Baltimore, Adrian Saints in Memphis, Tennessee, Claire Garofalo in Louisville, Kentucky, John Raby in Charleston, West Virginia, and Bob Lentz in Philadelphia contributed to this report.